I'm very pleased to be here today to talk about this poetry project that we've set up together. You know, you and I have been working together for quite a while now, something like 10 years, I think. And we've done very enthusiastic projects together with the pupils at school. But this year, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something that I feel strongly about. And I thought, when we get together, Hélène and I, what do we talk about? Literature and poetry. I remember this lunch we had together, and we were talking about those lines that got stuck in our head. And of course, my favorite is the one from Rimbaud, you know, on n'est pas sérieux quand on a 17 ans, on va sous les tilleuls verts de la promenade. Or also the ones from Walt Whitman, the ones that are mentioned in the film Dead Poets Society. And those lines are that you are here, that life exists, an identity, and that the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. And I thought that was very inspiring. What will the pupil's verse be? And the idea of the poetry project was born. Why not ask them to write their own poem? And that was the beginning of this project. I didn't realize that it was going to be pretty challenging for your age students to write poem. Because first they had this idea of translating the poem from French into English. And of course, they soon realized that it wasn't the good way to do it. It did not work out, of course. And it was very complicated to do it that way. So then they realized they needed to find words with the same vowel sounds. Words like soon, moon, June, tune, balloon. And I thank you, Hélène, you know, when you send us the poem from your 8-year-old granddaughter, because it helped us a lot, you know. She actually wrote with those words, soon the moon will play a tune using only a small balloon, maybe in June. That was funny as well and easy to understand. And then they got it, you know. And also, if an 8-year-old English girl could do it, could write a poem like that, my 12-year-old pupils, they had to show what they were capable of. Academically speaking, writing poetry is good for language skills because pupils needed to understand that rhyming words came from the vowel sounds. And they had to find 4 rhyming words, they had to count the syllables, they had to check the pronunciation. That was, in fact, very demanding. So, of course, there was an element of fun in writing poems because they had the freedom to choose any topics they wanted. The poems were funny, sometimes absurd, but the pupils also had to abide by the rules. Rhyming words, lines, rhyme scheme. So in fact, it's like life really, an element of fun and also rules to respect. And then came up the difficult part. We had to select poems, and we had to select 12 poems only out of the 2 classes we had, 501 and 504. And it was difficult for us to choose only 12 poems. But the 12 selected, they really stood out in terms of clarity, vocabulary, and also a good attempt at following the rhyme scheme. Some pupils really enjoyed the creativity part. They invented silly stories, you know. I think they had this song in their head, you know, the song from Queen, I want to break free, and this is what they did, really. They could experience this very fulfilling, creative feeling, you know, that we need to encourage at school. They loved the project, you know. Above all, they loved the creativity involved, of course. The fact that they could write on any topics they wanted, any topics, their annoying sister, their cute dog, Harry Potter, who ended up being a silly boy after all, also an inspiring frog, or even school that they loved. But they also told me they got frustrated, in fact, because they wanted to write more. Not only one stanza, you know, for them that was not enough. They wanted to write a whole poem, but we had to keep it simple. So 4 lines, that was difficult enough to do. So they found the project challenging in terms of finding the rhyming words, putting them all together in a nice, funny and poetic story. They also had to work on their pronunciation, which was crucial. So it was a very good exercise for them to practice their pronunciation over and over again. They also liked the competition part because it really stretched them. They had to give the best of themselves. They had to rewrite their poems, improve their poems, work on the pronunciation. That was hard sometimes. I had some tears in a class. Well, they were soon forgotten, but I had tears, yeah. I'm not going to say who. I must admit, celebrity and fame was also something that attracted them. Hearing their own voice on the radio, I think, is the first step for them towards stardom, isn't it? Okay, bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.